Okay, this is a continuation of dictation Katrina Poe, POE 11-9-2022, dictation number 1115-076. I was in the middle of the system review at pain and numbness. Patient was complaining of pain in the right shoulder, neck, mid-back, lower back, along with stiffness in these areas, as well as pain in the right elbow, right wrist, right shoulder, right knee, right ankle, and with slight difficulty walking. All of these were attributed to the accident that she had on 9-7-2022. And then GI patient has nausea, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, stomach pain. However, she denies any vomiting, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has frequency of urination and denies any incontinence of the urine, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has difficulty breathing, chest pain, and shortness of breath, but denies any asthma and coughing. Last 30 days, patient reports pain has remained worse and the same. Her pain is around 10, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization. Some weight loss is reported, but amount is not related. She also reports of depression in last 30 days, but no other trauma, and current pain medications are Norco. Substance abuse, none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 181 over 127, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam, based on the previous visit, which is 10-10-2022, dictation number 1023-023, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is as follows. Patient will continue her physical therapy, focusing on the neck, mid-back, lower back, both sacroiliac joints, right knee, right ankle, and foot, and right shoulder. For 3 times per week with traction, massage, aqua therapy. And patient will remain work disabled, household replacement. Attended care 7 hours, 7 days is provided, along with transportation and case management. The patient is provided with the Imitrex tablet, 50 milligram, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for severe headaches only, along with melatonin, 10 milligram at night for sleep. She is also provided with Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day, Xenoflex, 4 milligram twice a day, Neurontin, 600 milligram twice a day, and lidocaine ointment twice a day. She is referred to neurology, Dr. Ann Verma, for brain workup. MRI for the spine have been obtained and are discussed with the patient. She is also referred for social worker and neuropsych evaluation for her TBI. In the MRI, it is discovered that the patient has the following issues. The MRI of the brain was completely normal. The MRI for the right, left shoulder reveals high-grade partial thickness intrasubstance tear of the supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendinosis, small retraction, and mild supraspinatus tendinitis. In the right shoulder MRI, there is a AC joint capsulitis, ligamentum hypertrophy, mild to moderate supraspinatus infraspinal tendinosis, and glenohumeral joint fluid, which is normal. In the MRI of cervical spine, patient has multi-level disc herniation involving C3, 4, 5, 6, 7 disc level with bulging disc facet and uncomfortable joint hypertrophy, spinal canal stenosis, etc., bilateral neurofibromatous stenosis. In the lumbar spine, L5-S1, there is a herniated disc at L5-S1 with facet hypertrophy, right-sided foramen stenosis. For all these patients, advised to have a injection of facet joint and lumbar epidural and cervical epidural injection. Injection to both the rotator cuff tendons are advised, along with intra-articular injection of the shoulder. The patient understands that these have been discussed at length. Patient will decide, let me know, and then we'll go from there. patient will be seen in 15 days' time, as her other MRIs are also being done for ankle and knee. Thank you.